This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Hey, you know what? Between now and the end of the show, in all seriousness, we've had some really good texts, some funny texts about what Seth and I should wear to the Astros games to look like old-timey scouts. If you want to text in suggestions, what do you want to hear from us? Like, what do you want us to have eyes on out there at spring training that you'd like us to pop on the other shows and discuss or give you some insight on? If you want to text into the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, it's your last chance to do so. Because at 10:01 a.m., we're off to Florida. In my mind, it's really Sunday.
Yeah, everyone. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But in my mind,
we're going to be like the Golden Girls.
That's right. My mind, I might be already gone in my mind.
I assume they were in Florida and the Golden Girls?
Probably, yeah. I would think so. So in the meantime, while we are at spring training, there will be football stuff going on. There's the Combine going on next week. I would imagine there's lots of conversations going on between the Texans and guys that they've had in the building last year. You know, I don't know what the conversations are allowed to be with their own free agents. I'm guessing they can talk to all of them if they want to.
That is one of the big things when you start looking at the Texans cap money. Okay, they've got $4 million and $5 million in cap space, but they also have a lot of guys that they want to have around that are not big names, but guys that are like an Eric Murray or whomever else like that.
Sure.
That if you want to retain, it's going to cost you a few million dollars.
Eric Murray, I think probably one or two of those guys on the D-line interior, either Mario Edwards or Foley Fatakasi.
Yeah.
They kind of fit that bill as well. So Jonathan Alexander has a piece in the Chronicle that's really good. Like how the title of it is, how can the Texans save $30 million on the cap with restructuring deals and possible cuts? And it sounds like to me, Seth, that $5 million number of cap space that they've got right now actually has the increase baked into it. So whatever numbers have been coming out from the league have been anticipating some sort of increase. Either way, regardless, they need to open up more cap space to do some things. We should also point out that Derek Stingley Jr. is in line for a contract extension.
Yeah.
You know?
That doesn't hit you right away. That hits you down the road.
No, sometimes that even helps depending on how you're able to structure it. It can give you some immediate cap relief knowing that there's some big pills to swallow down the road. So Jonathan Alexander cites a few things that could help the Texans get in position to pounce on some moves here or retain some guys. Contracts that can be restructured, which basically means you're either extending somebody or you're giving them you're turning salary into bonus money and spreading it out over some future dummy years. Danielle Hunter is one of them. Nico Collins is one of them. Aziz Al-Shaair is the third one that he has here. All as possible restructures where they could save. Jonathan even does the calculations here. For Danielle Hunter, a simple restructure could open up $13 million in cap space. Nico Collins could open up $8 million in cap space. And then Aziz Al-Shaair, almost $6 million in cap space.
He also added in there extending Laramie Tunsil as well.
Oh, did he really? Okay.
Yeah, that's down near the bottom.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it's also on the bottom of my power rankings of how much I want these.
Yes.
I do. Like, I don't want to lose Laremy Tunsil immediately just because he is a very, very good pass protector. I do think that he tried to commit to being more of an overall player in the second half of the season. I think when it comes down to the money you're spending and just the core swarminess of guys you want on the offense, which right now lacks a whole lot of swarm, I want guys who are more physical and more just more into run blocking and everything else. So I power ranked them thusly, Sean.
Okay.
The number one that makes the absolute 100% most sense is some kind of a Danielle Hunter extension.
Yes.
He signed a two-year deal, really good two-year deal for him because it was almost completely guaranteed.
Yeah.
Played his butt off, played really, really well. I would imagine liked being here. And it's just a question of, all right, does Danielle Hunter look at this as, all right, he's at an age where he might only get one more really big contract. Would he be willing to just kick the can down the road just on another one-year extension, or does he want something more than that?
Yeah, how important is it for him to be on a team that's in position to say they're a Super Bowl contender with a straight face? He's from here. You know, which I think is noteworthy in all this. I'm with you. Like, that's the one. If the shakeout of all this, because look, ultimately they're gonna do a bunch of things that are gonna open up cap space. It's just a question of which things to do. I'm 100%. If the shakeout of all this is that Danielle Hunter is committed to be a Houston Texan for longer than 2025, I am all for, and they get cap space out of it. Do it.
Well, and just one thing to maybe be mindful of, or don't be surprised if it happens, is it got a little bit dramatic before his final year in Minnesota when he wanted a new deal, too. So, you know, and Danielle's never a guy that's going to be sending messages through social media or anything, but that there, it might come from his side. He's done, you know, he's kind of put pressure on an organization before. So that might be something that, and I would imagine if I'm the Texans, I'd like to keep him around for a couple more years.
Yes. Yeah. He doesn't show any signs of slowing down, you know?
No.
What's number two on your power ranking of opening up cap space?
The one that I feel really good about is Nico Collins, if he extended his. The only thing that I'm torn on in that one is that I do like the motivational quality of being on a short-term deal. As a matter of policy, just for the team, you get guys on three-year deals, and they've got that carrot on the stick.
In Jonathan's scenario, his contract wouldn't get extended. They would just turn his salary this year into bonus and spread it out over
just a restructuring.
Yeah. So the
that makes sense too.
Yeah. And Nico is a guy. Look, I know his body hasn't cooperated with him at various times, but that's not a guy who I feel like any sort of extension or restructure is going to move him emotionally one way or the other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty dialed in. What's next for you on your power?
So a lot of this is just how I feel about it.
Sure.
Like, more so than all the numbers involved and everything.
Yep.
My next one would be to cut Shaq Mason.
Yeah.
And that's a tough one because you don't have a huge net savings against cap. You get about $2 million extra on the cap, but you're also taking a $10 million cap dead money hit. But I think there's certain guys on this team who are in their 30s and playing like they're in their 30s.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that I just you gotta rip off the Band-Aid at some point and fix this offensive line.
Jonathan points out that if you do Shaq Mason's cut as a post June 1st, those who don't know, if you do post June, if you designate it as we're cutting him, but the date is going to be June 1st, we do it. You're allowed to spread the dead money over a couple of years. If you do it post June 1st, it actually, according to Jonathan, saves you $9.4 million in this year's cap.
That you have to kick on down the road. And teams don't use that nearly as often as you might expect.
Yeah.
And just you can designate somebody a June 1st cut even if you don't, even if you cut them in March.
Yeah.
So it's kind of complicated. But one way or the other, I think it makes sense. It's time to move on. But that's also going to depend on what you do in free agency in the draft, obviously.
What's next on the list for you?
My next most appetizing one would be to either extend or restructure Azeez Alshire.
Yep.
And part of that is just, part of it is that I'm kind of waiting to see what Christian Harris does this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Henry Toa Toa as well. Toa Toa made a lot of improvement, but he still has more improving to do. Christian Harris, I want to see him with a full season in this defense and completely healthy, and maybe they get a really good feel for if he's the guy for the future.
Yeah. The team loves Azeez Alshire, so I think I don't think they have any problem doing anything that it strengthens the commitment between the two sides.
Yeah, you know? I guess it's just how long into the future do you want to extend
it? Sure.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And what's next? There's a few more things they can do here.
Cutting Danico Autry.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I'm really torn on this one. I really love the way he plays, but he's going to be 35 years old. He was suspended this year because after a year in which he had a career year, he tested positive for PEDs.
Yep.
And his explanation is that it was a mix-up at the pharmacy, but he had a career year, and then the next year got popped for PEDs, and then he was injured all this year when he was back, and he's 35 years old. I think that's it would just make sense, and it's a respectable cap gain if you cut him.
All right, let's see if I can have Nick Caserio sell you on not cutting Danico Autry.
Danico, I mean, this guy's a badass. I mean, this guy's a junkyard dog. Like, if you go into a dark alley, like, you want this guy behind you. Like, this is a bad MF-er. I mean, and a really good football player.
All right.
Yeah. You know who else is a bad MF-er?
Who?
Jumbo Elliott. If I were in a bar fight today... Yeah, Jumbo Elliott, who's probably 60 years old right now, I would want him next to me in a bar fight. You know what I don't want to do? I don't want to pay him $10 million to be injured all year.
To protect your quarterback. I get it.
Okay. Yeah.
I get it. What's last on your I'm looking at your list. So cut Danico Autry. And I'm kind of torn on that one, too. Like, when Danico Autry was good this year, he was really good this year, you know? But
yeah.
it was sporadic. You're right.
Extending Laremy Tunsil would be last on my list.
Yeah.
I think you play it out with Laremy Tunsil and get the most out of him. If maybe some other guys develop, maybe you draft an offensive tackle this year who surprises us and does really well. And at some point you move on from Laremy Tunsil. I don't want to give up his pass protection at this point with a very still young CJ Stroud, but at some point you've already, this is the fifth highest paid offensive line in the league last year.
Yeah.
And I just want them to spend their money more judiciously. I'd rather have five average offensive linemen than one super high priced pass protection specialist and a bunch of other guys who can't do their job.
Yeah. And I'd almost rather they address, they've got definite positions they need to address. Depth at wide receiver, starting interior offensive lineman, the interior of the defensive line. I think of all of them that I would want to address through free agency, it would be the interior of the offensive line and find some guys who they vet through the same filter of swarm that they've done such a good job on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, find me some swarminess.
Yeah, like proven commodity, but to your point, it doesn't have to be, like at that position, it does not have to be $20 million elite commodity.
I do think that Juice Scruggs and Jarrett Patterson have swarm potential. It's just they've got to be well-coached in the right scheme and everything else. Those guys have swarm potential.
Yeah.
But by and large, it's not a very swarmy offensive line.
No, it's not. All right, text in 713-572-4610. The Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Asked you guys to send in, what do you want Seth and I to have eyes on for you? This is our last segment before we head to down to West Palm Beach for ball, for some baseball. Thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending us out there. We'll read some of them that you guys are sending in here to the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line coming up next. Final segment. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop as well and get you ready for their show.